bitches, it's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
On the Rock of Southern California, 95.5 KLOS.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, as I look at my prize pants, I see that I have four pair of tickets to see Billy Gardell at the Ha Performing Arts Center tomorrow night. Because it's tomorrow night, I got to get rid of those. So the first four people through who would like to go see Billy Gardell do some stand-up, give us a call, 1-800-955-KLOS, and Sammy will give you those tickets.
We have news from space. I'm getting kind of worried now. You know, we're trying to find out if there's intelligent life out there. Well, first we need to see if there's intelligent life here. I'm starting to have my doubts. Stephen Hawking has a new 22-minute documentary out, a film you can find on CuriosityStream. And it's him, you know, talking to that little mysterious machine he is, talking about this and that, and mainly concerning, is there life, is it possible to find another planet where the human race could continue? We can somehow get there, we can have Earth Part 2 if we need to. And the reasoning is, there may be a killer asteroid headed our way that they're not telling us about. I mean, there may be something they know that we don't know.
You wouldn't want to know anyway.
I wouldn't want to know. No. Just snuff me out. But they seem to be really, really, really hell-bent on finding some Earth 2 that maybe they could launch God knows what to. That's also in conjunction with the SpaceX founder, Elon Musk, who's still planning to move ahead with colonizing Mars. And they're going to do that, and by the year 2022, the first supply ships could start dropping the shelters and stuff. And
I think his name is Elon, not Ellen.
Did I say Ellen?
Elon Musk. That's something that Porsche experiences every night, Elon Musk.
Elon.
It's Elon Musk.
Very different Musk. Very different.
Okay, say what you must. But I was watching Stephen Colbert the other night, and... Anyway, so we got SpaceX is planning on going ahead with colonizing Mars within the next 5 to 10 years. There's going to be people on Mars, probably done from the private sector. Get ready for that. And Stephen Hawking is warning, isn't his documentary, if we do pick up signs of extraterrestrial life, maybe we shouldn't answer that call.
Why?
He says, because if they're advanced enough to get here, we will be the Indians and they'll be Columbus. So if we do get a call...
We know how that turned out.
Yeah, exactly.
But then...
But we'll all have casinos.
I was just going to say, the space casino. I mean, I'm just trying to look at the sunny side.
Okay. He says they've already discovered thousands and thousands of planets outside our solar system. He says, unfortunately, some are burning hells. Some are just nothing but giant blobs of fire and lava. He says some are solid diamond planets. And he says, but some could be almost like us. And life could be... hospitable there. He says the problem is if some alien race has left their planet to find life elsewhere, they're in the same position we'd be if we leave this planet to find elsewhere, because their planet was probably doomed and they need somewhere else to take over, like all the alien movies say. So he's onto this something. We should not answer any call we get.
But then there's also the possibility that, you know, there are just people are explorers by nature. Well, so it's like,
possible.
Everything's fine here, but I just am curious as to what's
going on. Yeah, I'm sure, you know, Columbus was an explorer by nature with all the great explorers. Yeah. You know, Marco Polo, Cortez.
Vasco da Gama.
Magellan.
Pico de Gallo.
Magellan. Over to you.
Chumbawamba.
Right. Oh, yeah. One of the best.
Yeah, they might be friendly aliens just out for a cruise like the Starship Enterprise, but what if they're not? That's a 50-50 chance there, and Stephen Hawking says the odds are they're bad. The odds are they're looking for a new place to conquer and take over, because their place is probably, they ran out of resources, they got to start over. He says we're doomed if we answer that call, so it's okay to listen for life, but don't answer it.
Would you want anybody to show up to Earth? I mean, I think it's pretty packed the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're killing the planet right now. So adding more because their planet's dying is not going to help out. It's like, no, we're full. No vacancy.
Unless they're smart enough to figure out how to solve some of the problems we have.
Well, then they'd have solved their own planet problems and they wouldn't have to leave. Wouldn't they?
Well, maybe they solved theirs. They have different kind of problems, but they could come and go, oh, this whole smog and pollution and, you know, global warming. We solved that like 1,000 years ago. We can help you with that. If you help us with whatever, like a barter system.
What can we possibly help them with? We are ants.
Well, no, we have...
Maybe. Oh, they could solve a lot of problems if they eat Democrats. Anyway.
Have you heard of the Fermi paradox?
No, what is that?
It's named after a physicist, Enrico Fermi, and he says that if sentient life is not unique to Earth, then our galaxy should have plenty of other civilizations, including some more technologically advanced than ours. The paradoxical part is that we have not detected any signs of them. So what he's saying is it's called the zoo hypothesis, is one possible solution for this, the fact that we haven't heard anything out there in the universe that states that alien civilizations are, for some reason, deliberately keeping humans from detecting any extraterrestrial life. It's the zoo hypothesis. They're looking at us.
Okay.
They know we're here, but they have the ability to remain undetected, and they're doing that on purpose.
They're very quiet people. There's like,
it's like there's multiple civilizations like that. They're already communicating with each other and flying to each other's planets. So it's almost like an alien clique that we're not a part of.
Makes
sense. We're the kid eating at the lunch table by himself, but we don't see the other kids eating.
Right. All they can do is look at how we've screwed up this planet. They don't want us to mess up their nice society.
So we're just a zoo planet to them. Just fun to look at and watch and laugh at or whatever.
Give me goosebumps on my geese.
They don't want us to know, and they don't think that we could handle knowing.
Well, maybe we couldn't. Oh, that's cool. There's another hypothesis. This will give you goosebumps, too. They say that it's possible that if some other life out there has developed beyond where we are, and look where we are now, we're this close to exterminating ourselves with you know, nuclear bombs or some sort of virus. You know, we are probably going to exterminate ourselves.
But we also have the iPhone 7.
Well, that's true.
Which is nice.
But they say probably that's the curve that all advanced civilizations get to and off themselves, so nobody will ever get to the point where they're way beyond that and able to go to the stars, because by then they've exterminated themselves with internal wars and strife and killing themselves off. So they'll never be a civilization living long enough to be so advanced they could go to the stars. So here or there, it's inevitable you off yourself at some point.
At some point.
Ugh. This is as good as it gets, I guess.
You mentioned that the private sector will probably land on Mars and colonize it first.
Yeah, the SpaceX, you heard that guy.
Yeah, Elon. a company owned by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, is that his name?
Bezos.
Bezos. You don't know. He's building a rocket that may take people to Mars. So Amazon's getting involved. But if you want to get to Mars within 24 hours, you have to be a part of Rocket Prime. True story. Hello, Dean.
How you doing?
What's up, man?
Chicken.
You heard the prize chicken?
I did.
Yes, you did. Right there during the conversation about space. Prize chicken ran through here. I thought I saw him. You're going to Desert Trip, my friend.
That's awesome.
Pair of 3-day passes.
I'm the one that joined you for the MMA fight, too.
Oh, well, congratulations, Dean. You're a hell of a guy, so I'm glad you won. It's weekend one. Passes into the KLOX Luxury Suite. And, you're going to enjoy the Rolling Stones, Bob Dylan, Paul McCartney, Neil Young, Roger Waters, and The Who at the Empire Polo Club in Indio. Thank you to Golden Voice for giving us these tickets.
Huge.
Once in a lifetime. Because we had
that
the president
awesome.
Of Golden Voice saying, I don't know how I'm ever going to top this. It might be the one and only desert trip of all time. And you're going, Dean.
Awesome deal. Thank you very much, Frank.
Thank you, buddy. Stay on hold. Now, that was our last 3-day passes.
Aww.
But from what I understand, Gary Moore, afternoon show here on the Rock of Southern California 95.5 KLOS is going to have another pair of 3-day passes. So
even his name is Moore.
He has more. Gary always has more. So Gary Moore will have some more for you on your way home today from work. Another chance to win some Desert Trip passes. All right, 1-800-955-KLOS is the number. Let's get some traffic from Lisa May. What's going on?
Sigler canceled South